his friend, he should be a special schus for Simcha ben Nechagitol. It says in the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat Simen Lamedalet Tzif Beis, Eiz a Rasha Kol Sheover Avera Shechayev and Aleh Malkus. Who's a Rasha? Anybody who's over an Avera for which he's Chayev Malkus, and therefore he's going to be Pasul Le'edus. The Rama writes, Avra Avera She'en Ba Malkus Pasul Midarabanan. So Midaraisa, if there is Malkus, you're Pasul. And if there's no Malkus, then Midarabanan, he is pasul. The makor of this din is in the Rambam Hilchos Eidus Perek Yud Halacha Beis. Ezu Rasha Kol Shavar Aver Shchemel Hamalkus Zel Rasha Pasul Sharei Torah Korah LeMuchuyev Malkus Rasha Shenemar Vein Bin Hakoy Sur Rasha Vein Tzarch Lor Muchuyev Mises Beis and Shu Pasul Shenemar Asher Hu Rasha Lama. So the Rambam says that anybody who's a Rasha is pasul Eidus, and a Rasha is defined as somebody who does an Avera for which one is Chayiv Malkus. And it's Pashut that it's also for an Avera for one which is for which one is Chayiv Misa. The Nemuka Yosef in Perek Zeborer brings the Tshuvas Rabbeinu Alfasi that not all Chayiv Lavin are Pasul, only a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. A person is going to be pasul eidus only if it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Nishba meimer umekal chaveiro b'shem are also going to be pasul eidus. Somebody swears falsely, does tmura, is mekal chaveiro b'shem. They're also going to be pasul eidus. Why? Because they are b'nei malkus. So we see that if somebody's over in a lav She'ein bo maisa, like he says at the beginning, She'ein kol chavei lav psulim el lav sheyesh bo maisa. So if somebody's over in a lav she'ein bo maisa, where he doesn't get malchus, he's not going to be pasul le'edus min ha'toyra. Beis Yosef choshen mishpat simen la'medalit writes, V'linir lachwir d'nishpash lo lechol v'ochal rashu pasul le'edus l'shvua aval nishba lechol o l'fro v'lo asa kevan denu chayev malchus d'lovid maisa Eino pasul eidus ulishvua. See, he's machria, the heilig of Eis Yosef, that somebody who swears not to eat and he eats, he's chayev malchus, he is a rasha, and he's pasul eidus ulishvua. But if somebody makes an oath to eat, actively eat, and he does not do so, since he's not chayev malchus, because he didn't do a maisa, he's not pasul le'edus ulishvua. So the Beis Yosef says that only if the lav has a maisa nishba and he does a maisa, he swears not to eat and he eats. But if he swears to eat and he doesn't eat, since there's no maisa, he's not pasul le'edus ulishvua. In the Hagos v'chidushay maharlach al atur, Sifkat Beis, he brings the name of Dr. Moshe Aruch, who writes on the Beis Yosef, Mainaf Gemina de lo avid maisa, mekoma koma verzu chayv ala malchus, el shein lokin olav. What's the difference that they didn't do a maisa? He's chayv malchus. You're right. Before, he's not getting malchus, because there's no maisa. But he did an avera for which one should be chayv malchus. Avera zu chayv ala malchus, el shein lokin olav. Mekoma koma chayv malchus mikri. It's called chayv malchus. Even if he doesn't do a maisa, since he did an avera for which he should get malchus, he is chayv malchus. He is a Rasha, excuse me, and his pasul le'edus. So we have the Heilig Beis Yosef, who says that you're only chayiv if he doesn't, one is only chayiv malchus, one is only a pasul le'edus if he does an avera for which he actively gets malchus. And according to the Hagos Chidushei Maharlach al Atur, he brings the name of the Darkei Moshe Aruch that no, doesn't matter whether or not there's a maisa, as long as they didn't have vera, like a shvua, for which one would get malchus, he is pasul leidus kinas hagadol chosh mishpat simen lamedalid. Writes Amar Maasef lo nehirali tuva demashkosav Harambam beperakud mechosei deseiz harasha kol shavar vera shchemin ala malchus lav lemeimer lav she'ein bo maisa she'ein bo malchus to lo pasul dim ken kol av shinil tzaras misis beizin o shenit natashlumin o shenit glasei. Ola shebuchlalo shein lokin alav lo ye nifsal eidus. Zeino Because of the Rambam, she gone over Gazel, she loved, she needed not to shlumen. Oh, what's the malacha of Shabbos? She loved, she needed not to serve Mrs. Bezin, she apostle Eidus. He says like this. That the Rambam writes, if one is a Rasha, one becomes a Rasha when he's over an Avera that you're Chayev Malkus, that doesn't mean that you have to actually get Malkus. Why not? And that would mean, of course, that if it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa, he wouldn't be getting money, he wouldn't be a Rasha. Why not? Because that would mean that if it is a Lav Shem not service Mises Beis, and a Lav for which one could get Mises Beis in, or it could be paid, nitin latashlomen, or it's nitin klasse, or it's a lav shebuchlos. So in all these lavin, you don't get malchus. Such a person is not going to be pasuleidus, and it's not true. Because the Rambam says, if he stole, he's pasuleidus, even though it's a lav shenitin latashlomen. If he does malacha b'shab, he's pasuleidus, even though it's a lav shenitin latashlomen, he's based in. So you see that you don't have to get malchus before. Vodim das Rambam, the lav shenbo maisein or pasuleidus. He adds that, wait a second, if the opinion of the Rambam is that a lav shein bo maisa, you're not pasul eidus, then why does the Rambam say that if somebody's nishbal sheker, he's pasul eidus? The Rambam should have made a chiluk, and he should have said, no, if you were nishba not to eat and you ate, then he's pasaleidus. But if he's nishba to eat and he didn't eat, then he's not pasaleidus, because there's no maisa. The Rambam doesn't make his own chiluk. Ela mashkos v'Rambam. Over aveira shechayv in ala malkos min ha-toyro, ala afukid lo neymar davki shover ala av shechayv in ala mises beisin o karetz mises b'dishamayim. You know what the Rambam means when he says malkos? He means to exclude that you're not only chayiv if you're over and alive, Mrs. Bezdin, Kores, Mrs. De Shemayim, Azelachasort Averis. Don't think that's the only time you're going to be puzzled, a person's going to be puzzled. But if he's over and alive, he's not going to be puzzled. And therefore the Rambam says, no, even alive that you're Chayv Malkus, you're puzzled. And that includes alive Shem Bomaisa, even though there's no Malkus. But the Rambam is just coming to exclude La Fuke, that you're not only puzzled. From Mrs. Beis and Kares and Mrs. Beis Shemayim. Okay, so we see that you don't actually need a mice as long as the person did a lav, is over in a lav, in a Torah, is possible Eidus. Tumim, Simon Lamadal, Sivkan Aleph writes, Nira, Kolav, Shin Lazarus, Mrs. Beis Din, the Kaimelon Dain Lokin Alov, Mikol Mokum Nivso. It would appear that any lav that one can get Mises Bezin for, that we pass him that he doesn't get Malkus. Nevertheless, he's Pasuleidus. They know Lakalas Isser, Achmas Chomer Isser. Why isn't he getting Malkus? Because the Isser is more Kal. No, it's a Lav Shin Latzaros Mises Bezin. He's not getting Malkus because the Isser is too Chomer for Malkus. Uchmoken, Lav Anitak Laasei, they know Nitan Lamalkot. And also, Lav Anitak Laasei, they don't get Malkus. Why is he not getting Malkus? Because his job is to do what? Is to do the essay and be mevatel the Isser? And Taka, like we have the famous Machlokes and Makas, that bitlo, lo bitlo, kiyamo, velo kiyamo. Let's say he's mevatel the Isser. He's mevatel that he can't be mevatel the Essay, he can't be mekayim the Essay. Then he taka gets Malkus. I ain't shaman the sugi and Makas and bitlo, velo bitlo, kiyamo, velo kiyamo. But the idea is that if you've allowed an itikla Essay, a person is not going to be getting Malkus Because he has to fix the Isser, do the essay. Vim ken enzel akal asenyan, vuzen if sovade leidus, not because the inyan is so kal. The inyan is kal. The inyan's not kal at all. The inyan is not kal at all. It's very chomor. He has to fix the essay. Vuzen if sovade leidus lachomor yisuro. And it's definitely possible, it's like we said, if he's in the can't be kind of the essay, he's mevatalit. He gets malchus. So it's the chomer iser that he doesn't get malchus if it's melavanitic, let's say. Avalav shem bo mais the kamelon ain't loken olav. Hu the kalav hu the kalasinyan. Ho vlovin maisa patu atoyomi malchus. But if you have a lav shem bo maisa, and we pass can lav shem bo maisa ain't loken olav. Why? Because it's more kal. He didn't do a maisa, the Torah patted him for malchus. According to the Tumim, there the Rambam didn't pass him leidus. Because the iser isn't so chomer. Ad kan midivrei atumim l'choira ki dvarav mefurish b'tshuvas harif that the Nemukah Yosef brings. Remember, we brought the tshuvas Rabbeinu Alfasi. We brought the tshuvas harif from the Nemukah Yosef. She'en kol chayv elav imsulim el elav she'esh bo maisa. It has to be elav she'esh bo maisa that gets malchus, and also nishba meimer v'kal chaver b'shem that also get malchus. So you're only chayev if it's more chamor. If it has a maisa. That's mashma by shvu also that shvua one is pasul edus only by oifin shechayev malchus. Aval benishba lecho v'lo achal that he's not chayev malchus. He's not going to be pasul edus u l'shvua. Not like the Darkei Moshe that we brought. That the Darkei Moshe says that even if he doesn't get Malchus before, he's still going to be Pasaleidus. No. According to this Tumim, according to the Tshuvas Alfasi, he has to mamish b'chayv Malchus. In order to be Pasaleidus. Rashi writes in Sanhedrin, Dafyud Amar Aleph, Lav Shein Bo Maisa Ein Lokan Alav, Meim Lo Sishmor Lasos, V'Hifli Hashem Es Makoscha. It says if you don't guard it to do. And then it talks about Malchus. So when does one get Malchus? When he doesn't. When he does, Los Ishmor Lasos, there has to be an Asiya. The Elo Hein Alokin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, as Rashi brings from the Gemara, Elo Hein Alokin. That when do you get Malchus? When do you get Malchus? If there's Asiya, but Alav She'en Bo Ma'is Ein Lokin Olav. Yad Rama, Dibur Amaschil Masnisin. There, Sanhedrin Daf Yud. Writes, V'chol av shem b'maisein lokan olav mishum oso lav, ela b'zman shechivu akasev b'feirish. T'dumi d'lav d'chasim abin adiz b'maisa. That any lav that doesn't have a maisa, one doesn't get malchus because of that lav. Only if the pasuk was mechayev b'feirish. T'dumi d'lav d'chasim abin adiz b'maisa, because unless you have knowledge otherwise that there's Malchus, there has to be a Maisa, like the Lav of Chasima, which is the classic prototype Lav. Osachsim Shor Bedisho, which is a Maisa, not to close up the mouth, seal off the mouth of the ox when he's threshing. There has to be a mice. Vis the army din afkalon beim tim surshalasus fifla shemis makoscha kadish beilu en alokin. The makshin and hasim yachi lav shem ba mice nami for kinan lasus ksiv for the diak to have a makas adrina varmina the kula milav to chasima yalfina. So he brings a yesha imrim like we saw in Rashi that we learn it from him lo sishmar lasos And then it says afterwards makos. So then one only gets makos for asiya. And the Yad Rama says it's not correct, because in makos we go back and we say that no, you learn from the lav of chasima. Hajrinan vamrinan the kulam ilav de chasima yafina. No, you learn from chasima, not from the pasuk of vifli Hashem is makoscha, and then and los ishmar lasses. In makos you learn from the, ultimately the Gemara concludes that you learn from the lav of chasima, as exactly Yad Rama. However, b'das Rashi would appear, says Agon Rabbi Tzalel Zolti, Zechut Tzadik Livracha, Mishas Yavis, and Simon Yudalit, that both psukim are needed in a lav she'en bo maisa she'en loikin olav. There are two separate dinim. One, b'lav atzmoi, only a lav she'yesh bo maisa so chamor, and you get malchus for it. But a lav she'en bo maisa is more kal, and there's no malchus. Like the Tumim writes, that a lav she'en bo that we saw before, that a lav she'en bo maisa we paskin ein loikin olav hu lekalu sa'inyin. It's because it's more kal, hovelovid maisa, since he didn't do a maisa, the yisir is in a zachamor. And this we learn from the lav of chasima. This we learn from the lav of chasima. That only if one is over on a lav sheyesh bo maisa, like the lav of chasima, only such a person gets malchus. In other words, it's a din in the chomer halav. Only a lav sheyesh bo maise is chamul that you get malchus for it. Only a lav sheyesh bo maise is chamul and one gets malchus. There's another din, but din ain't malchus. That only on a maise one gets malchus. That's a din miyuchad b'chiyuv malchus. And we live in the Bible, in the pasuk of Vimlo Sishmor Lasois. V'ifli Hashem is makoscha, and we say in makos afigimu on base haflo zemen idea. I don't know what this haflo is. K'shomer v'pilu hashayfet v'ikau haveyomer haflo zum malkesi uksiv losish molasos. So in other words, this haflo is malkes. In other words, from this pasuk we learn that a chi of malkes is only on a ma'isa. So again, from the lav of chasima we learn that it has to be chamor. It's a din in the chomer inyan. That it's only chamor if he did a maisa, and now we learn from the lav of chasima, you get malchus only for something like chasima, not to muzzle the axe. So that is only because it's so chamor. It's a yesh bo maisa that it's chamor, and then we learn another din, dinei malchus, derak al maisa loke. Only on a maisa, there has to be a maisa. That we learn from the pasuk. And there's an afkamina ledina. Shteit in Rambam, Hilchas Schiras Perek Yud Gimel Halucha Bais, Kol Amoinea Habehema Milecho B'Shas Milachta Loike Shneema Loisachslem Shor B'Dishoi Afilu Chosma B'Kol Loike. Anybody who's Monea's animal from eating B'Shas Milachta gets Malkus, because it's Loisachslem Shor B'Dishoi. Even if he's Chosim B'Kol, he gets Malkus. The Magid Mishnah says, "Afilu chasim bekol machlokes Reish Reb Yechanan Reish Lakish Rambam Paskin for Reb Yechanan ve'atam b'gemara dakima svasav habe ma'isa." The reason is because the moving of his lips is a ma'isa. Frektim afarshim that it says kol av shem o ma'isa im lokin olav chutz mi nishbau meimer makalas chaveru b'shem. So if a lav doesn't have a ma'isa, one doesn't get malchus except for swearing tumuran. Mekal chaver b'shem. Those are ma'isim if Akima Svasav is ma'isa. But you see from the Gemara that Akima Svasav is lav ma'isa. So how can you say that Akima Svasav is ma'isa if we say that you don't get malchus for a lav shem bo ma'isa except for lavim of nishba me'im or kalas shem which are Akima Svasav? So you see it is a ma'isa. And the Rambam taka paskin zazoy in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Perek Yud Ches. So how does the Rambam pass in both? How does the Rambam paskin chasma b'kol loike? Mashma that it is a maisa. Kima svasav is a maisa. And the Rambam oichid paskins that kol av shame on maisa in logan all of except for nisbar mein rakalas shame. So you see that a kima svasav is not a maisa. He calls it lav shame on maisa. Ech navin et ze. V'ayikar, says the Magid Mishnah, Shema Shamru Kan, the Akima Sisvasa, Sasayim, the Chasima, he Maisa, whom Ipnesha Dibur Abolikal Maisa, Shaide Koluinech Semes. You know why Akima Sisvasayim is a Maisa? Because the Akima Sisvasayim Machta Maises, Goyreima Maisa. What Maisa? That the animal is not going to be eating. Ayide Koluinech Semes. But a dibur that doesn't come b'chlal ma'isa lo. A dibur that doesn't come b'chlal ma'isa, no. That's not the. That's considered ein bo ma'isa, and meimer is like chasima. Tzmura is like chasima. Why? Because Ayde Diburo, the animal gets Kedusha, so it's like doing a Maisa, you're transforming the animal. So you have to cause some type of Maisa with your Dibur. As long as you cause some type of Maisa with your Dibur, then it's considered Alav sheyesh bo maisa. So if there's no maisa, if it's just a kimas fasayim without it causing any maisa, then it's nothing. Then it's considered ein bo maisa. When is it called yesh bo maisa? And a kimas fasayim which causes a maisa. Continues the Magid Mishnah. V'yefshar ha'li loymar, and I could possibly say shkolav sheyefshar bo maisa, a lav that can't have a maisa, el dibur only has a dibur, shen a dibur kari maisa. Then the dibur is not called a maisa. Chasima kevan sheyeshna b'maisa gamor, but chasima, since it has a maisa gamor, af chasima b'kol ke maisa. Even chasima b'kol is maisa. Since chasima has a maisa, one actually muzzles the animal physically. Even a chasima b'kol is going to be a maisa, since chasima is defined as having a maisa, because you could do it with a maisa. So maybe even when it's done with b'kol, it's considered ke maisa. That's shot in the Rambam. When the Rambam says afilu chasma b'kol loke, the reason is that even though it has no maisa when he does it b'kol, but it's still nevertheless considered a maisa. Why is it considered a maisa? Not because of the kol, but because it could be done with a maisa. So, to explain the end of the Magid Mishnah, the Mishnah Lamelech and Perek Dal and Melchus Mavav Lov Alech Avav writes that since we find that this lav has a maisa, even if there's no maisa, you get malchus. That's the pshat. Since mishkachas lav zal yidei maisa, the lav has a maisa. The Magid Mishnah writes avach chasima kevin chishna maisa, since it has a maisa gamor. Avach chasima b'kol he kemaisa. Chasima b'kol is also considered maisa. What do you mean it's considered a maisa? But there was no maisa. So explains the Magid Mishnah, explains Mishnah Lamelech, that since there is a maisa, even though there's no maisa, you get malchus. Not that when there's no maisa, it's considered that there is a maisa. But since we find that this lav has a maisa, even without a maisa, he gets malchus. He brings the Chinuch, argues the Magid Mishnah. He goes the other way. And he writes, Mitzvah Shin Mem Hei, Shin Mem Vav, any lav that one can be over without a Maisa, even though he did a Maisa, it's a lav Shein Bo Maisa, and you don't get Malkus. So we have a Fuch Halafuch. According to the Magid Mishnah, if you have a lav which can be done with a Maisa, even though he does without a Maisa, since he gets Malkus like a lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. And the Sefer Chinuch writes, Fakir, that if he does a lav with a Maisa, but since it could be done without a Maisa, he doesn't get Malkus. The Olam asks on the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Michos Chometz Matzah, Ein olokam yishum lo yirav lo yimatzah lam ken kono chometz pesach ochim tzoy kedei shiyase bo maisa aval ima yolo chometz kodem pesach ha pesach vlo yibiro linecha brishusoy aval bi shavar al shnei lavim ein olokam in atoyro mibnei shalo ase bo maisa. The Rambam paskins that one doesn't get malchus and yol ba yiram ba yimatzah unless he actively was mechametz, either it was kono chometz pesach, it was mechametz the dough, caused to become chometz, but if he had chometz before pesach, he doesn't get Malkus because he didn't do a Maisa. So what do we see from here? That even though this can be done with a Maisa, if he didn't do a Maisa, he doesn't get Malkus? Not like the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says as long as you have a lav that could be done with a Maisa, even if he doesn't get Maisa, he gets Malkus. And the Rambam says not like that. Rambam says that if one is just holding out the chametz, you're right, you could be over and buy your rabbi matzah with a maisa. But if one doesn't actively do a maisa, what's the din? Then it's no malchus. Not like the Magid Mishnah, who says, no, it doesn't matter whether or not you did a maisa. As long as you could have done a maisa, there is a maisa connected to this lav, one gets malchus. Rambam omer, that if you have to actually have done a maisa, daf machen a meise hallo davru. So if Jolti explains based on what we said that there are two dinim in a lav shein bo meise shein lokan alav, one is mitzat chomer halav, mitzat chomer halav, it's only chomer if you did a meise. Moreover, there is a din miyuchad b'malkus that he's only getting malkus if there's a maisa. One is eating a maisa atzchoim alav, and one is eating a maisa because it's a din of malkus. He needs a maisa. Svaras Hamagid Mishnah is that since we find that this lav can have a maisa, even if there's no maisa, he gets malkus. In other words, this lav. Has a chomer shalav sheyesh bo maisa. Since you could be over this lav with a maisa, even if he doesn't have a maisa, he gets malchus. Why? Because you see that it's a chomer lav. Because you have this lav. Is it a chomer lav or not a chomer lav? That's the question. What's the answer? Look, you get malchus for it sometimes. It must be a chomer lav. So even if you don't get malchus, doesn't matter. Halav adain mugdar kelav chamul. However, mitzad adin ha-miyuchat sheyesh b'malkus, that you need a maisa b'fo'al, you can't say that if it's efshir lav or alav zal yidei maisa, that's enough to give you malkus. Even if you weren't over al yidei maisa, no. It's a din in malkus that you need a maisa. So if you didn't do a maisa, you don't get malkus. So now, with this havana of the two aspects of a lav sheyesh bo maisa, two definitions, in other words, that it's one a din chomer halav, and two, you need a maisa b'fo'al in order to get malchus, we can understand Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi says you need two psukim to tell you they don't get malchus on a lav sheyesh bo maisa. One, you learn from the lav of chasima. And also in Lavim lo sishmo lasels v'avle Hashem is makoyscha. By the way, for the record, I'm a little bit of a stickler for pronouncing Psukim correctly. It's v'hiflo, iflo, Hashem is makoscha. It's makozarecha, makos gudos, and emos, v'choleim roi minemon. V'hiflo. Not v'hifli, and not v'afle, but v'hiflo. Beautiful. Now that that's been clarified, we need two Psukim. We need two makaras. We need, like Rashi says, Rashi says, Rashi says, Medar vissin fun der lav fun chassime, und medar vissin oiret fun der lav fun der pusik, fun im der sich mor lasois, ve flo Hashem es mako ischa, ve flo es malkes. Medar haben am meise. So both of them are needed. Why? Because from the, that's what Rav Shan Rashi is. Because from the lav of chassima you learn that only one who's over on a lav she yesh bo maisa like the lav of chassima gets loike. That said, b'choymer alav, that dafka lav she yesh bo maisa is so chomer that you get malchus for it. And since that's the case, if someone's over on a lav she yesh bo maisa, just like he's not loike, he's not nifso leidus min hatorah, because the iser isn't so chomer like we saw in the tumim. So that's one, number one, why I need a maisa. Altschomer alav. But even after we learn that alav she'ein bo maisa, you don't get malchus from the lav of chasima. Nevertheless, we require a pasuk avim lois ishmor lasois v'flo Hashem esma koisecha esma koischa. That one only gets malchus if there's a maisa. In other words, is it din miyuchad in malchus that one is only chayv malchus if there's a maisa? And the nafkamina is lafuke misvaras harav amagid mishneh. Ma amar amagid mishneh? Amagid mishneh amar shim yesh lanu laf shiyesh bo maisa betoch alav yesh efsharut lavor im maaseh afilu im avarta lelo maaseh hadinu she חייבים מלכות. רשי בא להוציא מהסברה הזו ולומר שלא רק שזה דין בחומר עליו, אם זה דין בחומר עליו, זה מגד משנה צודק, וזה באמת לומדים מעליו של חסימה, שזה מצביע על חומרת האיסור אם יש מלכות, אם יש מעשה, וממילא יש מלכות. אבל צריך מרכיב נוסף, שיהיה מעשה בפועל. צריך מעשה. ויפלו השם אסמה כויסחו, סישמור לאסויס. והאס תביע מייסה. So even if one could be over with a מייסה, but he didn't actually do a מייסה, no מלכס. Why? Because with their צווי דינים in מלכס, one din in Malkus is that it has to be a very chomer iser to get Malkus, and be there has to actually be a maisa. Chomer, you see the chomer iser by the maisa, but there also has to be a maisa before. That's why Rashi brought both psukim. Lefize, we have a chiddush ladina. Person's over in a lab, she'ein bo maisa. באופן שמשכחס לאב או עליו זה על ידי מייסה, הזייד is possible עדס מן התורה. Why? Since מצד חומר הלאב it's a לאב שיש בו מייסה, and that he's not getting מלכס is only a special דין in מלכס. מלכס is a דין that you need a מייסה. To give מלכס before you need a מייסה. But in Achinami, he's still over on a very lav chomor. He's over on a lav sheyesh bo maisa. You just can't give him malchus because it's din of malchus that it has to be a maisa. But as far as the chomor alav, it's like a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Even if he does it without a maisa, it's like a lav sheyesh bo maisa because he's doing a lav that you one would get malchus for and could get malchus for potentially. So as asur yid will be pasuleidus. Since mitzad chomer halav, it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, and they're not getting malchus is a special din in malchus, and that's mavur b'divrei adarkei Moshe, who's masig on the hachro of the Beis Yosef, that if somebody's nishba shlo lechol v'ochal, harei uchayev malchus, v'roshehu Upasal Eidus. The Beis Yosef is machriya that if somebody swears not to eat, and he eats, he's chayv malchus, and he's a rush, and he's pasaleidus. But if he's nishba lechov lo asa, but if he swears to eat and he doesn't, since he's not chayv malchus because he didn't do a maisa, he's not pasaleidus. He didn't do a maisa, and on this the Darkei Moshe says, "My nafkamina that he didn't do a maisa." This is an aver for which you're chayiv malchus. You just don't get malchus before, but you're chayiv malchus. Pshat in the Darkei Moshe is that since on the lav of shvua you could be over with a maisa, ibazoi mitzad choymer halav, it's considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa even if he didn't do a maisa. Because that he's not getting malchus is only a din in malchus. It's not a din in the lav. The lav is over. We want to know about pasaleidus now. We want to know how bad a guy he is. Is he a rotten guy? So if he's over on a very chomer lav, he's a rotten guy. Aye, we're not giving malchus before. Because that's a special din in malchus that you need a maisa. But if he did a lav that you could get a maisa for, you see, he's a rotten scoundrel. And male rotten scoundrels are pasaleidus. Beautiful, just like our svara. And if it could be mishkachas al yedei maisa, that's enough, even if he didn't actually do a maisa, because he did a very chomer iser, chomer alav. Knesses hagadoyla, choshen mishpat, siman lamed dalid. Kotev. The כתב הרמב״ם דרק אם עבר עבירה שחייבים עליה מלכות הוא נפסל אל עדות היינו להפוק אלווין שאין במלכות כלל כגון נוקם ונותר שאין במלכות כלל אבל בנשבע דבקום ועשה איקה מלכס אף על גב דבשב אל תעשה לק המלכות כיוון שיש סעד בלב שלוקה פסול בכל גבני בדיוק כמו הדרכי משה. Says the Knesset Gedolah, that the Rambam says, that only if you're over in Issa, you're chayiv malchus, you're pasaleidus. That's only coming to exclude lav that don't have malchus at all, like no came and noter. But if it would have malchus, like shvua, you could be over b'kum v'asei. The din is that he's pasaleidus. Because he did a very chomer lav, like the Darkei Moshe, v'hadvar muzbarim heitev b'siyata d'shmaya. Givaldik. So we learn the big yisot. We learn pshat and Rashi that you take need two psukim. You need two psukim for the yisur of to tell you that la shem am I saying lo ken olav in lo sishma lasas and la techasima. Lav Techasima tells you that it needs to be Chamor. And Lassus tells you that yeah, they have to get Malchus before. But once you learn this Yisod, that it needs to be a that there's an Indian of Chomer HaYisr, when it comes to being Pasaleidus, that's all you need. You don't need Malchus before. You just need that it should be an Isr Chomer. So Memela, even if he doesn't get Malchus before, as long as he could get Malchus, he's Pasaleidus, and that's Pshat and Darkei Moshe, that's like Nesek Gadol, that's Lachar Pshat and the Rambam. Ezu Rasha called Shavar Aver Shechevin Elam Malchus. Doesn't matter if he gets Malchus before, as long as he could get Malchus. Uvazeh, Nachnu Mesayimim Et HaShi'ur Hazeh Mitoch Tikva Shenamshich Hala Banoseh HaMeratek Hazeh Shel Psulei Eidut V'Lav Shein Bo Maaseh V'Sugiyot Yisodiyot B'Shas U'B'Halakha V'Ani Mekaveh Shebirtzot Hashem Darkeinu שנזכה להמשיך כהנה וכהנה מתוך שמחה וטוב לבב מרוב כל אמן ואמן שלום שלום אהוביי ידידיי מוריי ורבותיי